In this Leader Feeder, we're going to look at how to manage the millennials in your organization. A lot has been written about the differences in managing millennials, so we'll look at some of the practical changes you can make as a leader to manage the younger members of your workforce. First, remember that millennials are also known as Generation Y, and millennials are least likely to like being called a millennial because there's so much negativity about their work ethic. If we were able to bring back your great-grandparents and ask them to comment on your work ethic versus theirs, they likely wouldn't be impressed.
Back in my day, we used to walk to school uphill in both directions in the snow up to our waist with no shoes.
Think about what the children of today will say when they're older.
Back in my day, we only had the iPhone 7 with the Retina display. We had to actually type messages to one another and use emojis. You couldn't just beam your thoughts into the mind of the other person. Kids today.
Basically, every generation expects more and puts up with less than the previous generation. That said, we are seeing an acceleration of these trends. So here are three tips for engaging the younger millennials in your workforce. Tip number one, involve them. Unlike previous generations, where the understanding was you had to earn your stripes and gain some experience before your manager would ask your opinion, today's younger employees feel that they have something to contribute, and they want to be asked their opinion. Tip number two, help them grow. As organizations get flatter, there can be fewer opportunities for promotion. To create a sense of progress, consider creating a mastery matrix of all the job duties in your department, and then encourage your team members to master all the jobs. Remember that mastery doesn't mean doing the job once. The person needs to prove their proficiency. And tip number three, provide continuous feedback. When you grow up playing video games, you're used to getting immediate feedback. Younger employees are willing to hear corrective feedback, they just want to hear it immediately so they can change and improve. Providing a steady stream of feedback, both positive and corrective, will be appreciated by the younger members of your team. As the boomers retire in greater numbers, the millennials will make up the bulk of your workforce, and if you don't adapt to their needs, you're going to find it more and more difficult to attract and retain employees. You might as well adapt so you'll be seen as an employer of choice. Whether it's our on-site leadership training workshops or some of our books and resources and videos, you can find what you need on our website at frontlineleadership.com. And if you'd like to connect with other supervisors, managers, and team leaders, be sure to do that on our Facebook page.